Okay, so ready to dive in. Today we are looking at this guide called Chart Balance, right?
Yeah, chart balance, a guide to harmony and avoiding chaos.
And you know how we do deep dives? We really like to dig into,
Get into the nitty-gritty.
get into the details of things. So
Absolutely.
today we're talking charts. And I
Yes.
think everyone wants to know,
I think so,
are
yes.
our charts balanced? Are they chaotic? What's going on? So tell me, when you hear the term chart balance in this
Okay,
context.
so chart, right? They're not talking about
All right, not the Billboard Top 100.
Exactly. It's
Exactly.
not a spreadsheet.
Right, they're talking about like a visual representation of how you're spending your time, your energy,
Yeah.
different areas of your life, how they all work together or don't work together,
Okay,
right?
got it.
So, it's like imagine if you were to draw a pie chart.
Okay.
Right. And each slice represents a different part of your life, like work, relationships, health, personal growth, all those things.
Yeah, and you're thinking about avoiding chaos,
Right.
right? So what happens?
Okay, so think of it this way.
Yeah.
If one of those pieces of the pie
Yeah.
is like way bigger than all the others, it can throw everything else out of whack.
So what's an example of that? What would be a sign that your chart is chaotic?
So the guide, it actually describes this person, right, who was like super focused on their career, like to the point where they were neglecting everything else.
Really neglecting it.
Like seriously neglecting their health, their relationships. They were, constantly exhausted, stressed out,
Yeah.
and just feeling like they were on this like hamster wheel,
I've been there.
I think we all have at some point.
Yeah.
And, for them, it wasn't until their doctor was basically like, "Hey, you need to take a break,"
Oh, wow.
that they finally realized, like, "Oh, wow, my chart is completely out of balance."
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So how do we figure that out for ourselves?
Well, it all starts with like self-reflection,
Oh boy.
really taking a look at how you're spending your time and energy.
Yeah.
And they suggest like actually visualizing it.
Okay.
Like draw your own personal chart, even if it's just like a rough pie chart or something,
I like that.
just to get a sense of, how are things actually distributed.
Yeah, it makes it much more real,
Oh,
more tangible.
and once you see it on paper, it can be kind of eye-opening.
But is it always about equal slices of the pie?
That's a really good question.
Because what if you're just really passionate about your work?
Right, and the guide addresses that, It's not necessarily about like dividing your time perfectly equally.
Right.
It's more about like, are you feeling fulfilled and energized across different areas of your life?
Okay.
So like, your work could take up a larger portion,
Yeah.
but if you're still making time for meaningful relationships and taking care of your own well-being, then, that might be your version of balance.
It's more personalized.
Exactly.
So you're saying it's more about alignment with like
Yeah, your values, your
the
priorities.
priorities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Interesting.
It's not a one size fits all kind of thing.
So this chart concept's really starting to make sense. I'm curious, does the source mention anything about how these charts might change? Are we stuck with the same one forever?
Yeah, actually that's a key point they make.
Okay.
It's that your chart, it's not static.
Okay.
It's dynamic, meaning it's going to change, as you go through different phases of life.
Makes sense.
What felt balanced 5 years ago might feel completely off now.
Oh, yeah.
So the key is to just, regularly check in with yourself, reassess, and make adjustments as needed.
It's an ongoing process.
Exactly. It's not like a one-time fix,
Yeah.
it's something you kind of got to keep tweaking.
So, to wrap things up here, what's the most important thing you want listeners to take away from this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is that, achieving harmony in your life,
Yeah.
it takes effort. It's an active process. It's not something that just happens.
Right.
It requires that self-awareness, honest reflection, and the willingness to actually make changes when things feel out of balance.
So don't be afraid to really get in there and do that.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to like literally draw it out,
Yeah, visualize it.
Yeah, it can be really, really powerful.
I like that. Well, hopefully this has given everyone some things to think about and some tools to create more balance and harmony in their lives. And
Excellent.
we'll see you on the next deep dive.
Sounds great.
Take care.